battle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this opening day for the Detroit Tigers. They're going to be out in Los Angeles tonight against the Dodgers, 9 o'clock, Thursday, March 27th, 2025. So, basically, this is the beginning of summer. This is the beginning of the end of winter, spring coming, and the two leaders of our state government, Speaker Matt Hall in the House, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, have not had a face-to-face meeting yet. When the budget is coming, most of the time, they try to get it done before the summer break, before July 1st. Yeah, that's not going to happen this year. The last time Lansing had a Democratic majority in one chamber and a Republican majority in the other, the two leaders were infamous for their affinity for each other. Who was it? Jennifer Granholm spoke out very loud in her book in what was considered back then a bromance. Who was it? Then House Speaker Andy Dillon, the Democrat, and Republican Senate Majority Leader, my cousin, Mike Bishop. No, he's not really my cousin, but I always say that to him when I see him. They had such a tight, friendly relationship that Granholm was actually jealous about it and didn't really like it, because she felt the Democrat Speaker of the House then, Andy Dillon, should have been more bold in standing up and fighting against Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop. Why? Because they couldn't agree to a budget. Jennifer Granholm and the Democrats wanted to raise income tax, other fees in state government to balance the budget. Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop refused to cooperate. At midnight on September 30th of that year, they shut down the state government. They couldn't come to a budget agreement. So at midnight, they stopped the clock. They kept them in session all night long. You know that Lionel Richie song, All Night Long? Mm-hmm. It wasn't until almost noon the next day that they were finally able to come to an agreement and reopened the state government. Even though, according to Granholm, she said there was a bromance going on between the Democrat Speaker Andy Dillon and Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop, they still could not come to terms on the budget. Well, this time around, this is not the case. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Winnie Brinks and House Speaker Matt Hall. We're going to get into this story. Next segment, short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Continuing on with this story, Matt Hall, because of the Republicans taking back the majority in the House, 58-52, on January 1st, became the new Speaker of the 103rd Legislature. Republicans in control in the House. Well, the Democrats have a two-seat majority in the Senate, and their Democratic Senate Majority Leader is Winnie Brinks, the Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids. Well, Matt Hall has been holding press conferences. You're not going to get cooperation with the Democrat Senate Majority Leader. So he's just going to do his own press conferences to get his information out to the media. Very smart move, using the media like Donald Trump is in Washington, D.C. Well, during the press conference yesterday, Matt Hall conceded that he has not yet met face-to-face with Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks under any circumstances. Heading into this week, on April 1st, it'll be 3 full months into his new role as Speaker of the House, Leader of the Michigan House, and he hasn't met with the other chamber's Senate Majority Leader. During the press conference, Hall said that he and Brinks have spoken on the phone, but have not yet broken bread together. Like, let's go out for lunch, let's go out for dinner, whatever. Hall blamed this situation on her suing him in court over the 9 remaining bills from the prior term that the Democrats passed in the House and the Senate that the previous speaker in the 102nd legislature, Detroit Democrat Joe Tate, failed to deliver to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office before ending the session. Well, Matt Hall took the gavel on January 1st. There's 9 bills sitting on the speaker's desk. Matt Hall scraped them all together and put them in his drawer. He did not forward them to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signature, turning those passed bills into laws. He didn't do it. Well, as a result, Winnie Brinks, Senate Majority Leader, sued the Speaker, Matt Hall. She's pissed. She's mad. She is wanting him to forward those 9 bills to the Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signature. Matt Hall is refusing to do it. And as a result, she sued him. Well, Matt Hall in his press conference yesterday said this is not a very good thing. Well, to that end, Senator Jeremy Moss, Democrat from Southfield, said it goes both ways, doesn't it? He's unlawfully holding up bills that should be sent to the governor's office for signature, and he's refusing to do it. Well, last week, Hall claimed that he told Brinks that if she wanted a book closing supplemental, then the Senate would have to pass the House Republicans' appropriation bills that would go into effect at the start of the next fiscal year, calling it a budget backup plan. I talked about it earlier in the month, March 6th, when the story broke. Why did he do it? He knows they're not going to pass a budget. Not in this political environment we have in Lansing. He believes we have full-blown gridlock when it comes to the budget. Governor Gretchen Whitmer submitted her proposed budget, $86.2 billion. Are you crazy? In the Senate, the Democrats-controlled Senate chamber, they support it. Matt Hall and the Republicans in the House chamber don't. This is absolutely crazy what's going on, and they're not going to pass the budget. So, as a budget backup, Republicans in the House passed it. What did they pass? $20 billion for what is required in our state's constitution, which, if you really want to get technical, it's only three things. Public roads, public schools, and the public prisons. That's it. They passed it, sent it to the Senate, where the Senate, under Winnie Brinks, as Senate Majority Leader, refuses to bring it up. So Matt Hall says, fine. We're not going to pass closing supplemental budget bill required to close the books on what? This year's budget? No. Last year's 2024 fiscal year. They spent more money than what they proposed in the budget, and now they have to pass a supplemental spending bill to close the books for 2024. Sources close to the situation note that the timing could be playing a role in the two leaders not meeting. Hall negotiated the paid sick leave and minimum wage deal with the Senate Majority Floor Leader, Sam Singh. He didn't do it with Winnie Brinks. He did it with the Majority Floor Leader. On these two pieces of legislation, which had very strict time constraints on them, the two chambers have been content to do their job by lobbing their bills into the other chambers without any serious discussion on what it would take to get them passed and sent and signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Let me lay this out for you, folks. There's a thing called the quadrant meetings. What is that? Quadrant meetings have been going on forever. Usually in January, when the new speaker takes office, they meet with the Senate Majority Leader, the actual chair and president of the Senate, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. They also meet with the Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and the Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Those quadrant meetings haven't happened. Even to the point where Hall, the speaker, hasn't even met face-to-face with Winnie Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader. Now, the process. You've got a bill. Perhaps it's passed in the House already or passed in the Senate already, and it needs the other chamber to vote on it, approve it, and hopefully be in a orchestrated, pre-planned format that has been reconciled where both the House, the Senate, most of the time have somewhat of an agreement that if we send this to the governor, she'll sign it. The governor gives their input into the bill before it's even sent to him for signing. Other bills are political. They pass it and they know full well that the governor's going to veto it. But they want the governor on record for vetoing the bill. Like a blatantly over hyperbole example would be this. Constitutional carry in Michigan. If you own a gun, carry it. No CPL required. No training required. If you are able to legally purchase a gun, carry it. It's called constitutional carry. It's in our Constitution. You have the right to bear arms. Well, they could pass it right now in the House, I'm sure, no problem. 58 Republicans, most of them pro-Second Amendment, they would have enough votes to pass it. There's no way they could pass it in the Senate. There's absolutely no way, unless they could convince two Democrat senators to vote for it. So let's say they get Senator Santana, a Democrat, and another pro-Second Amendment Democrat state senator to vote for it. They pass it in the Senate. Whoa. Constitutional carry in Michigan passes the House and the Senate and now goes to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signature. She's going to veto it. Gretchen Whitmer is anti-Second Amendment. She's anti-constitutional carry. So she vetoes the bill. What does that do? It gives the Republicans the ability to say this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is definitely anti-Second Amendment. Why would they do that? Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to run for president of the United States in 2028. They want a veto on the record so that when she runs for president as a Democrat candidate in 2028, they can pull this card out and say, hey, America, not just people in Michigan, people all across the United States of America, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is anti-Second Amendment. If you elect her president, she will come after your guns. That would basically kill her presidency of the United States in 2028. Now, are they doing it? Not yet. But Matt Hall, if he's smart, would be thinking about doing this. But he would have to make sure he reached out to two Democrat senators to get them to vote with the 18 Republicans to pass it 20-18. Well, actually, right now, 2017. Whitmer refuses to hold a special election for the 35th State Senate District. Do you see how this plays out, folks? This is a political game. This is how the game is played. Well, other than those two pieces of legislation, fixing the tip wage law and the sick time law and the tipped wage law, they haven't been able to do anything in Lansing. And this is the end of March. The Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader haven't even met face to face. And you think they're going to pass a budget? This is called gridlock. And that's where we're at. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across